So it was another rough year for the required standardized tests for grades 3 through 8. What happened?
Oh, it absolutely was. For the second year in a row, computer-based testing in New York State was a complete failure. Unfortunately, last year, the same types of failures were occurring, and the State Education Department and the commissioner had assured parents and teachers and the community at large that these same problems wouldn't happen again, but they did.
Well, the tests had to be stopped for a full day, right?
Correct. Correct.
And why was that?
Well, students were having a difficult time logging in, and some students were unable to submit their answers, and some for hours. And some went home that day and the first day that they took the computer-based test and were never able to submit their answers until the following day. So it was really a mess.
Well, what were you hearing from the teachers and the students in the classroom? It must have been pretty stressful.
Oh, yes. Students were extremely stressed. You work very hard on these tests, and then to be unsure on whether your answers were actually submitted. And the teachers were holding kids, some of them 90 minutes in 2 hours, in a holding pattern, waiting to get the message that they could release the children and somehow secure the computers so the kids could go on with the rest of their day of learning.
Well, how does a child, some of them are as young as 8 or 9 years old, how do they react to that kind of situation?
Oh my gosh. We have hundreds of reports, unfortunately, of students crying, students actually puncturing their papers with pencils and things like that, you know, behaviors that you only see when children are extremely anxious or afraid or nervous, and it's a shame.
Now, State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia was also pretty upset about that. She spoke to reporters earlier this month, and she didn't rule out canceling the contract with the testing company, Questar. Should that happen, do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, Questar has definitely shown that they cannot handle computer-based tests in New York. But more importantly for us, we're looking for leadership out of SED. Again, we had assurances from the commissioner and the department that this wouldn't happen again, and the exact same thing happened a year later.
Yeah, has she been doing enough? Commissioner Elia, also the State Board of Regents, too, have they been doing enough about this?
Well, we definitely believe that the regents have been listening to our concerns. We did write a letter to the commissioner and the Board of Regents last year, and we currently have a Correct the Test campaign that's trying to raise awareness of all of the issues with the tests, because computer-based testing is only one flaw, but there are many flaws, and we want the commissioner to take a leadership role here in correcting these tests once and for all.
At a press conference earlier this month, there were some state assembly members there, and they said they thought the legislature should take action. I mean, is there anything that they can do to you know, make this better?
Well, really, right now, our campaign is focused on the commissioner having the ability to make these changes. The mm-hmm. tests are too long, they're developmentally inappropriate, and the benchmarks we know are flawed and invalid, and we want those things changed.
Of course, the regents are chosen by the legislature. So do you think that they could put pressure on the regents for this to happen?
Certainly, they could talk to the regents. And one of the goals of our campaign is to have our teachers and members actually speak directly with the regents about their concerns and share their personal stories, because they're powerful.
So we should mention that these tests have to be done under federal law.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Yes.
So what's the alternative here?
Well, right now, what we believe needs to happen is that these tests are still too long. They went from 3 to 2 days, but they did not reduce the number of questions. The developmental appropriateness of the passages and the questions need to be calibrated. There are not enough New York State teachers selected by NYSET. We would love to be a part of that process. And making sure that there are more diverse teachers from all geographic regions, gender balance, you want to have a certain skill set. We need more teachers creating these tests. They need to be reduced in size as well.